Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist, I'm a nutritionist, and I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. When it comes to nutrition, we're making people's lives better. Yeah, we're helping them a great deal. There's a whole group of us that work together to just really come to more solid conclusions when it comes to nutrition and health. We have a scientific department. Now, we have a lot of medical doctors and scientists who are advisors, chiropractors, etc. But working at Invite, we have quite a few health experts, nutrition experts. For instance, I'm a pharmacist nutritionist. My background's also biochemistry. Amanda Williams, who runs our Boca Raton store, so if you're going to Florida for the winter, that's a good place to hang your hat when you want nutrition advice. She's actually a medical doctor who functions as a nutritionist at Invite Health. If you go to our 72nd Street store, Greg Agarwala, it's really Dr. Greg Agarwala. He's a specialist in eye nutrition, which we're going to discuss later in the program. He's an optometrist as well as a nutritionist. So these are the kind of people we have at Invite that help you with your selection of nutrients. Mm-hmm. They try to bring you to a better conclusion, what's the best supplement for you. So we have naturopathic doctors and dietitians and clinical nutritionists. I mean, these are the kind of people you come in and speak with when you want recommendations and advice at Invite Health, people with a real education in nutrition and health. Now, I decided to put the green tea rinse and mouthwash on special today because I had an email last night. Yeah. This past week, I've had a huge flood of emails. And some days I spend 3 or 4 hours just answering the emails, and I've only gotten halfway through. I'm serious. This is how many emails I'm getting currently. It's not always like that. Usually I could get through my emails in 2 hours. But when I answer an email question on health, and if you ever want to email me about your health, here's my email address, jhickey@invitehealth.com, jhickey@invitehealth.com. My emails generally are not just recommending a supplement. There's questions involved. We actually start a dialogue between each other, like I'll ask you a question that might be fundamental to my judgment, like, are you on a blood thinner? Are you on a drug for high blood pressure? What are you doing? Have you seen a doctor? What are your lab results? You know, things like this. We create a dialogue. We have a narrative going. And my answers are not generally one word unless it's very clear to me your needs. Generally, I'm talking about the foods you should eat, and I recommend foods you should absolutely avoid. I talk about forms of exercise that might help you. How to improve your sleep. I mean, there's a whole bunch of considerations when you're counseling somebody. So when a lady emails me on breast cancer, I don't just answer, well, you know, you need to get your vitamin D levels up and take probiotics. There's a whole discussion that I create on the foods to eat, the foods to avoid, you know, lifestyle, attitudes, etc., that I think are important for people's health. So feel free to email me, jhickey@invitehealth.com. But where I'm going with this, if I'm behind in answering your email, it's not that I'm not paying attention to the emails. It's been that I've had such a huge deluge of emails that I'm just behind the eight ball. It's hard for me to keep up with them. And that's okay. Generally, I can only answer emails for about 3 hours at a shot, and then I have to shut down and maybe go back a couple of hours later and answer two or three more. You know, there's a limit to what you could do with that because it's steady thinking. It's total concentration. It's 100% focus. And then at night, I answer a couple of more. Early in the morning, I answer a bunch. You know, that's how I do it. Anyway, one of the emails, so the reason for that is to tell you, if I haven't gotten to your email yet, it's not that I don't care and I'm not paying attention. It's just that I'm a little bit, I'm getting a huge volume of emails. That's what it is. But I try to answer each and every email. Now, beyond that, last night I had an email. I was answering it at 9 o'clock last night. A woman's husband has very bad breath. In fact, I had two emails like that yesterday, but one of them they knew the cause, so forget that one. So I was asking her, does he have GERD, you know, reflux? Does he have a sinus problem? You know, does he have diabetes? Is there a reason why his breath would be off? And she finally sent me back, well, he has gum disease. So I told her what I expect him to do that will help him. But here's the thing. You generally have 32 teeth. Not everybody does, but in general, people have 32 teeth. That's 32 chances to have an infection near your brain. 32 teeth. There's 32 places where you can have an infection that's right near your brain. Does it mean anything? Yes. The first study I read on gum disease causing problems elsewhere in the body was a dentist at Columbia University, a dentist teaching in Columbia University Medical School. He did this really interesting study. He was looking at people with unilateral gum disease. They only had gum disease on one side of their mouth. They didn't have it multilateral. They didn't have it globally. They just had it in one part of their mouth. And he found that the blood vessels in the neck that feed the brain with blood were stiffened and thickened on that side of the head, on that side of the neck. Now, that's bad, because that means that there's inflammation radiating into the brain. Inflammation radiating into the brain can kill brain cells, can clog arteries, can also trigger a stroke, and can contribute to dementia. And that was in 1987. That study I read in 1987. And since then, there's been a plethora of studies, all pretty important. What happens, you've got these 32 spaces where bacteria can grow, like in a cesspool, like a toilet bowl, underneath your gums, underneath your teeth, because your teeth have a lot of blood vessels leading to them. There's a lot of blood vessels in the gums. And when you have gum disease, you have a large amount of bacteria living there, and they create a film around them, so they become hard to treat. They actually put a coating, a fiber coating around them that protects them from your immune system, so that they can live there in their little dirty, filthy city, their little pigsty. And that inflammation that they cause affects the blood vessels in the gums. And the immune cells in the gums that are getting activated by the infection, they don't stay put. They migrate throughout the body. So now they're finding that gum disease, the inflammation radiates around the body. And it's not just connected to damage to the blood vessels leading to the brain. A decline in circulation leading to the brain contributes to dementia and memory loss and shrinkage of the brain. So it's not good. But they're also finding that they're connected to esophageal cancer, pancreatic cancer, other cancers, believe it or not, including breast cancer, and heart disease and heart attacks. So when you have gum disease, it's more than just bad breath and feeling self-conscious. You're damaging other parts of the body. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I recommended on my email last night was our green tea rinse and mouthwash. So I said, you know what? I'm going to put it on special this morning. Today, it has green tea and a number of other ingredients that inhibit viruses and bacteria. So it has green tea that was never sprayed, xylitol, and myrrh. And all of those kill bacteria. Myrrh is a great herb for killing bacteria in the gums. And then it has a number of ingredients that reduce swelling and inflammation and tenderness in the gums, like aloe vera and menthol and spearmint and folic acid and myrrh and chamomile and vitamin C. And then it has ingredients that promote healing and improve the tone of the gums, like witch hazel. So this is a great rinse for your gums and for bad breath and for gum disease, but it's a super concentrate. So you take a capful or even a half a capful So you fill the cap halfway or all the way, dilute it in water, rinse that around the gums, and spit it out. And you'll see that your breath improves over 3 or 4 days. You'll see that your gums will decrease in bleeding, and the tenderness and the pain will start to subside. And it's all good. And this is a very safe product. Now, there's an added benefit. Green tea actually helps to heal your teeth. I've seen the slides on it. Both green tea and white tea improve the health of the organic dentin in your teeth. Once you hit about 35, that really white coating on your teeth, the enamel, is gone. And it uncovers the organic dentin, which is softer. And it gets damaged by sugars and acids and bacteria. Well, the green tea actually helps rebuild the organic dentin of your teeth. It actually improves the health of your teeth. But green tea also kills a lot of viruses. So if you're rinsing your mouth with green tea twice a day, you're also rinsing out flu viruses and cold viruses. It's not a bad thing. So the first product on special is our green tea rinse and mouthwash. Now, because of the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, as well as being stuck indoors with winter cold and rain and sleet and snow, people gain weight. They gain weight because they're not as active as they are in the summer. Now, I have to tell you, I go out of my way to make sure I'm really active in the winter. On days when it's not raining and snowing, I bundle up and I go to one of the state parks and I do a 2-3-4 mile hike. Or walk, really, because there's pathways. So it's really a walk more than a hike. But on days when it's downright disturbing to be outside, like with the rain and snow and stuff, I'm inside on my treadmill or my recombinant bike. I have a bike inside that I can go on. And I don't like to do all the exercise at once. I like to split the exercise up. It's healthier that way. It's better for your blood sugar. It's better for burning fat. So what I generally do is like if it's a Sunday afternoon, I'll do 3 15-minute sets on either the bike or the treadmill, and I'll separate it by an hour or so. In fact, like in work days like today, I'll do 10 minutes at breakfast, 10 minutes at lunch, and about 20 minutes after dinner. It's healthier when you split up the exercise. But this time of year, it's just carbohydrates rule. Your favorite aunt from South Carolina is sending you pecan pie. And if it's really like over the top, it's pecan pie with chocolate in it. Chocolate pecan pie is like the best thing on the planet as far as flavor, as far as I'm concerned. And your mom or your auntie is sending you cookies. And then you go to friends' houses and they're making eggnog. And there's bowls of dried figs. And I mean, it's just calories from carbohydrates all over the place. Like, look at Thanksgiving. Look at your Thanksgiving table. There's probably 4 or 5 carbohydrates on that table besides the fruits and desserts. There's stuffing. There's sweet potatoes. There's potatoes. There's rice. There might be bread or bread, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just over the top. So I put something on special that helps block the absorption of sugar calories from your food, and it works. It's very effective. It's called Phase 2. Now, one of the things, it was interesting because Dr. Oz loves this stuff. Now, he's a good guy. I know him. I've known him for years. I've had him lecture for me. I used to be the chairman of the Society of Natural Pharmacy for many years, and I used to ask Dr. Oz to lecture for us. So I've known him for decades. And with this product, he's right on with weight loss. He really is. We'll talk about it when we come back from the break. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health. What's on special so far? Our green tea rinse and mouthwash. But don't forget, it's a concentrate. You have to dilute it in water before you use it or it's too strong. And the Phase 2 to help you lose some fat and help get your sugar under control. We'll be right back. We'll explain what I'm talking about. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. 8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey. So phase two, if you take it with a glass of water about 10 minutes before you eat a meal, like your dinner or breakfast, it attaches to starch digesting enzymes, and you don't break down as much carbohydrate, you don't release as much sugar. The sugar goes down the drain later on. And it helps you lose weight. It's a very high quality. It's non-GMO white kidney beans, which are called Fasciolus vulgaris. They wash them repeatedly with purified water, and this rinses out the starch blocker. They purify the starch blocker, and they sell it to me. But in the meantime, they've done about 20 human clinical trials. We know it works. We're allowed, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, allows us to make weight loss claims with this product. So a study at Georgetown University, the white kidney bean extract helps reduce your sugar level after a meal and helps prevent the absorption of sugar from the food. So therefore, it's helpful for people who want to lose weight because you're absorbing less sugar, and it's helpful for people with sugar problems, blood sugar problems like pre-diabetics, because it helps keep a more steady state of your sugar while you're eating food. Now, the Mayo Clinic did several human studies, and they found, listen, there's no doubt about it. This stuff helps block the absorption of sugar, and this can help people lose fat. In a recent review, they found the same thing. It was a recent review in the journal Nutrition Research, and when they looked at a group of human clinical trials, 10 human clinical trials, this stuff absolutely works. It absolutely helps people lose weight. So here's one of the studies in the review. It's in the journal Pharmacotherapy. And they took a large group of people. I believe this was in England. They took a large group of people and they put them on a better diet. It wasn't a severe diet, but they cut their calories back to a more normal level, like 2,000 calories a day. These are heavy people. These are chunky people. So these people might have been eating 4,000 calories a day. So they're reducing their calorie intake. For the first 12 weeks, they reduced it pretty well. And then after that, for the following 6 months, they allowed them to eat a little more, but they didn't want them gaining the weight back. They didn't want to. So they didn't let them go back to 4,000 calories. Maybe they allowed them to go back to like 2,500 calories. So it's a modest diet. And there's no doubt about it. The chunky people with big bellies on the diet lost 6 pounds. But if they added the phase two, they lost twice as much weight. On average, they lost 12 pounds. Now, don't get me wrong. That's on average. So some people might have only lost 9 pounds, but that's profound. Other people might have lost 15 to 20 pounds. That's profound. If you lose 10% of your fat, that can help get rid of GERD, you know, the chronic heartburn. That can help get rid of sleep apnea, you know, where you need that CPAP machine to breathe at night. That can help get rid of atrial fibrillation, not to mention backaches, knee pain, lowering your blood sugar, lowering your blood pressure, lowering your uric acid, lowering your triglycerides, lowering your bad cholesterol, potentially raising your good cholesterol. Getting fat out of your liver, protecting your heart, protecting your brain, protecting your kidneys. A whole bunch of things come out of losing even just 9 pounds of fat. A whole bunch of good things. So over the first 12 weeks, the people on the phase two lost 12 pounds on average. The people on just the same diet, same exact diet, but on placebo capsules, they lost 6 pounds on average. Then they went to the weight maintenance portion of the study. 24 weeks where they could eat a little bit more, but not go back to their old bad habits. the people on placebo started gaining weight back, but the people that were still on one serving a day of phase two actually continued to lose a little bit more weight. They didn't gain the weight back. You know, you struggle really hard to lose weight. You know, it might take 6 months, it might take a year, more exercise, less calories, better food choices. Then you're done. You've lost your 20 pounds. You've reached your benchmark that you wanted to reach. It's all good. But you're back with your same old friends, your same old habits, going back to the club, going back to the Italian restaurants and everything. And you gain all that weight back. In fact, you probably gain back more weight than you lost, which is dangerous. That's called yo-yo dieting. The phase two, if you just take it before your dinner every night, it'll help keep that weight away. The weight that you worked so hard to lose, it'll help keep that weight off simply by taking two or three phase two with a glass of water 10 minutes before dinner. You won't gain that weight back, more than likely, because that's what they're finding in human clinical trials. That's what I find with my own clients. So to lose weight, take two capsules with a glass of water 10 minutes before meals, three times a day. Unless it's a huge meal, like Thanksgiving or a wedding reception where they have the Viennese hour and they have the cocktail hour and they have all these drinks and all, then you probably should take three. For a huge meal like Thanksgiving or a bar mitzvah or something, I would take three. In fact, I might take three, 2 or 3 hours later again. At a wedding, you could eat like 5,000 calories. You're eating like an Olympic track athlete. You know, Olympic athletes, they eat 5,000 calories a day and they lose weight. Well, we don't live like that. We're not lumberjacks. We sit behind our computer and go on Facebook, or we're watching the Giants and the Jets play awfully. Even dogs, the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association Journal, they took chubby dogs, they gave them phase two in their chow once a day, and the dogs lost weight, 3 pounds on average. Now, for like a Pomeranian, a fat Pomeranian losing 2 pounds, they're back to normal weight. So here's a couple of letters. I love this one because it's the holidays. This is Kelly. I believe she's in Hawaii. We have clients all over. I purchased and used your phase two over the winter holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, in an attempt to fend off that extra holiday weight gain. Normally, I put on anywhere from 5 to 6 pounds during this time period. Anyway, I took your phase two before my carb-heavy meals, and in January, when I had weighed myself, I was surprised to see that I had gained no additional holiday pounds. This was a first for me. There you go. Keep the holiday pounds off. Keep the holiday pounds off. This is Leslie in Purchase, New York. Over the years, losing weight has been a continual frustration for me. I've tried many different weight loss products such as Metrical, Dex10, and Dexedrine. Now, let me tell you something. Those things are not safe. Some of them raise your blood pressure and can trigger a stroke. Others will mess with your memory. Be very careful of the diet products sold in pharmacies. Okay? If they're antihistamines or if they're related to Sudafed, they're stimulants, they will drown your appetite, but they can also mess with your memory or cause a stroke. So here's what she said. Recently, a friend told me about your phase two. I decided to try it. After using it for a while, I noticed that my clothes seemed to have expanded. They usually shrink. So I decided to weigh myself. The scale showed that I'd lost 10 pounds after only 6 weeks. There was absolutely no side effects, and the product is so easy to use. Well, there you go. I should hire her as a writer. Here's Carla in Canada. We have a lot of Canadian clients because some of the naturopathic doctors that work with us are Canadians from Montreal and Toronto. In June, I began taking a supplement, your phase two, because I was unhappy with my weight. I was 35 years old, 5'2" tall. I weighed 168 pounds. 35 years old, 168 pounds, not a good sign for the future. So here's what she said. I tried other diet supplements before, but never found real success with them. Then she says where she works. I'm not going to say where she works because that's private. But she lives in Ontario, Canada. So when I saw your phase two, I decided to try it. That first week, I lost 3 pounds. When I weighed myself at the end of the week, I thought my scale must be broken. I just couldn't believe that it could be this easy. I simply took the supplement phase two before eating foods containing starch. As time went on, I found myself losing 3 to 4 pounds each week, and my appetite decreased. I've now reached my weight goal at 116 pounds. I've told several friends from work about my weight loss, and they have been successful with your phase two as well. Carla in Ontario. Well, there you go. I mean, the stuff's real, and it's safe. There's no stimulants. It's non-GMO. It's never been sprayed. There's no antihistamines in it. It's safe to stay on as long as you need it. We're finding some additional benefits from it. One, it slows down the absorption of sugar. So people with blood sugar issues like pre-diabetics or hypoglycemics, it's easier for them to maintain normal blood sugar. Two, because it decreases the absorption of sugar, it's easier for diabetics and pre-diabetics to control their blood sugar even when they're eating. It helps reduce what we call postprandial blood glucose, their after-meal blood sugar levels. They don't get that huge spike in blood sugar like they normally would. Three, people's appetites are getting disciplined. They're eating less. They're eating less and less. They're going back to what they should be eating. You know, over the decades, I've watched plates get bigger and bigger, and I've watched in the habits of restaurants filling in the entire plate. It wasn't that way when we first moved to America in the 1950s. Plates were smaller, and you didn't fill the entire plate. That's the way it should be. So people's appetites are getting disciplined. I recommend also buying smaller plates. Because it fools the eyes. In any event, and they're also losing their carb craving. A lot of clients have written, I went on your phase two, I got my carb craving under control. So phase two, if you want to lose weight, take 2 capsules with a glass of water 10 minutes before each meal. If it's a really big meal, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, anything like that, take 3 capsules. In fact, 3 hours later, if you're still at the feast, you might want to take 3 more, especially before that Viennese hour. I strongly recommend when your kids get married, they don't have a Viennese hour because it kills the party. After people eat a Viennese hour, they all run away. You need that after party for everybody to sit around and have a cocktail and relax, chit chat, you know? So our phase two is on special, and it works, and it's safe. And our green tea rinse and mouthwash is on special, and it works, and it's safe. But it is a concentrate. You have to dilute it in water before you rinse your gums to get rid of bad breath and germs and bleeding gums, to help get rid of bleeding gums and puffy gums and all that and soreness. I also put Colon HX on special. Colon HX is much more valuable than I ever thought. Colon HX is to cleanse the colon, obviously. And there's a great bundle of ingredients in there. We take something out of the cabbage family that binds toxins into your stool. That's important. People with chronic constipation, the bad bacteria in their intestines release enzymes that break down the connection between toxins in your poop, and the toxins break free and they get recycled, they get reabsorbed into your blood. So they're going to the man's prostate, they're going to a woman's breast, they're going to the brain, to the heart, all these places where they shouldn't be. So one of the things I put in the Colon HX colon cleanser is glucuronic acid from cabbage vegetables like broccoli. It seals the toxins into the poop. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey and Fight Home. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist, Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. I'm trying to help us get through the winter, get through the holidays. I did put the green tea rinse and mouthwash on special. It's been very helpful for my clients with their gum disease and their puffy gums and their bleeding gums and all that jazz, and their bad breath. An added bonus is green tea on contact weakens flu and cold viruses, so it's a little extra protection from getting a wintertime infection. Then I'm talking about phase two, a real starch blocker. A lot of starch blockers haven't been studied, and all they do is make you gassy. And who needs flatulence? I don't. The phase two actually works. There's been about 20 human clinical trials. You take it about 10 minutes before meals with a glass of water, and it blocks the absorption of some of the sugar from your favorite foods. And you lose weight, and your blood sugar's under better control. It's all good. I mean, over the winter, you need help with stuff like that because people are stuck inside. They're less active. They're less physically active. Now, Colon HX is on special. Normally, I would talk about this product at the end of the show. But recently, I realized how actually important the product is. In fact, yesterday, I reviewed about five different new studies on some of the ingredients in the Colon HX. So one of them is glucuronic acid from cabbage vegetables, which seals toxins into your stool so they're not recycled if you're constipated. When you're constipated, your stool is sitting in your colon, and the bad bacteria release an enzyme called beta-glucuronidase that breaks down the bond between your stool and the toxins, and the toxins come out of poop, and they get reabsorbed through the lining of your intestines. They're back in your bloodstream. So, or they're in contact with your colon tissues, which is bad. I mean, that's one reason why people with chronic constipation have a higher incidence of colon polyps and colon cancer. So the glucuronic acid inhibits the enzyme beta-glucuronidase, and the toxins stay inside the poop. The second ingredient in there, it's actually bitter berries. It's three bitter berries. You know, berries are not sweet. I mean, other than a gooseberry, I remember when I was a kid in Ireland, we used to go out into the woods and pick gooseberries. They were delicious. We had a ton of fresh food in Ireland. We had fresh seaweed. We had fresh kale. We had fresh rabbit. My parents knew how to pick mushrooms. They would catch fresh salmon and sardines and anchovies and brook trout. I mean, I didn't realize how magnificent our diets were in Ireland. And we weren't rich. I mean, we were doing okay. My father was an engineer. But we had a magnificent diet. It got ruined when we moved to the Bronx. Instead of getting fresh berries, fresh raspberries and blueberries and blackberries and cassis berries, etc., we were eating fruit cocktail. Instead of fresh kale and kelp and mushrooms, we were eating canned asparagus. And we thought we were doing great. What a shame. We went from that magnificent diet to like a terrible diet. I'm back to a magnificent diet. I have a magnificent diet. In any event, the Colon HX has the bitter berries. There's three bitter berries in there. And what they do, they restore tone to your intestinal wall. They're a tonic for your intestines so you could digest your food better. So you could nourish your good bacteria. These nourish your good bacteria. But also so you can eliminate toxins because it's going to help cure constipation. It's going to help cure chronic constipation. And the real movie star is non-GMO psyllium seed husks. Non-GMO psyllium seed husks. I have all the studies on psyllium seed husks. First of all, psyllium seed husks make you feel full. So I tell people who chow down at night, a lot of people gain weight at night. They go home from work, and they're all stressed out, and they're exhausted. And they keep on running to the refrigerator, and they're eating candy, they're eating cookies, they're eating everything. I tell them, take the Colon HX an hour after dinner, put it in a glass of water and stir it in, and take it, and you're going to feel full, and it's going to help you lose weight. It's also going to help you digest your food because the berries in there, the bitter berries, tone the intestines, so all day long your digestive tract is healthier, and the muscles in your intestines are moving food down to eliminate it as poop, so you could defecate to get rid of constipation. And also the berries are toning the intestines to macerate your food better, so you could absorb the tiny little molecules, the good nutrition that's getting released from your food. But the psyllium makes you feel full. The psyllium absorbs gases. The psyllium helps get rid of diarrhea. The psyllium helps cure constipation. The psyllium helps lower your cholesterol and your triglycerides. And the psyllium helps lower your blood sugar. So the Colon HX is much more than just helping cleanse the liver and the kidneys and the colon especially. It's much more than helping chronic constipation. It's actually restoring tone to the intestines, feeding your good bacteria, helping you eliminate toxins, which is always a great thing, but also helping regulate your cholesterol, your blood sugar, and your appetite. And all you need is one scoop once or twice a day. If you're going to take it with meals, take it about an hour before meals. So that's the Colon HX, and the stuff works. It absolutely works. Now, there's actually a nutrient in your pantry that protects your hearing, that shields and improves your memory, and it prevents you from going blind and lowers your risk of developing cataracts. It's called lutein. Its cousin zeaxanthin, and its other cousin, mesozeaxanthin. We have these in a product called Lutein Plus HX that I take every morning with my breakfast without fail, and so does my wife. Several years ago, my wife came home and complained to me. She's seeing a spot in the middle of her vision that won't go away. She's had it for a month. I said, "You've had this for a month? You're telling me now?" She said, "Yeah, but I'm going to an ophthalmologist." She went to the ophthalmologist, the eye doctor, the eye medical doctor. He found nothing. He found zero. I said to her, "Go on my macula." She told me within a week of going on the macula, the spot in her vision went away. Now, my wife is a terrible client. She's just really broken as far as doing the right thing for her health. Don't get me wrong. She eats well. She exercises. But as far as supplements, she's terrible. This is one supplement, her vitamin D, her probiotic, and her eye formula she will not do without. Because unknown to me, a month after the vision problem went away, she stopped taking the macula again. Macula is one of my three eye formulas. She stopped taking it again. A year later, she goes to me, "That spot's back in my eye." I said, "You mean you've been on the macula and that came back?" She goes, "No. A month after it cured the spot in my eye, I stopped taking it." I said, "You know what? When it comes to nutrition, it's like medicine for high blood pressure. You have to be compliant. You have to stick with the program. You can't do these things here and there and hope to have good health." So I said, "Go back on the macula." She went back on the macula. She told me within 2 weeks, the spot was gone. I said, "Ruth, you have to stay on the product." Now, she did make a switch, and it's okay with me. She switched from the macula to the Lutein Plus HX. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. She's got a really great diet. How do I know? I have a huge influence on her diet. Her diet was good before, but I made her diet just about as perfect as you can get. More green leafy vegetables. Let's cut out the steaks. Okay, let's not fry things. You know, I just showed her thing after thing. I didn't shove it down her throat all at once. That won't work. Well, like I said, compliance is key, right? Little by little, I was massaging her towards a better diet, and it worked. She really has a magnificent diet now. Like last night, I went in the bedroom. What was she snacking on? She was snacking. Norwegian-style yogurt. You know, that Swedish Norwegian style yogurt, really high quality stuff with fresh blueberries in it. I was so happy. What was I snacking on? Fresh pecans. We know how to go, baby. We know how to eat. If you need tips on proper eating, I could send you things like the Mind Diet, but I'll make it better for you. I'll even give you more tips. The Mind Diet came out of Rush University. That's a research group up in Chicago, Illinois. They're great. Rush University's great. And they took the best elements of the Mediterranean pattern of eating, the Mediterranean diet, and the DASH diet. The DASH diet was created to help prevent heart disease and heart attacks and strokes and to lower your blood pressure. So it's like low in salt, etc. It's low in saturated fats. And they put these together and they tested it on people, and it helped older people hang on to their memory. So if you ever want it, just send me an email, jhickey@invitehealth.com. Don't send me a letter, please. Send me an email. If you don't have email, go to your kid's house and have them send me an email. jhickey@invitehealth.com, and I'll send you the Mind Diet. But I'm going to send it to you with recommendations I add, like additional foods that they're not paying attention to. And I'm going to recommend certain supplements also to promote better brain function. It turns out vision formulas also alter a bad trajectory for brain health. They alter. Your trajectory for brain health is not a good one after you're like about 40 or 50. I mean, I've had people come in here in their late 30s who are losing memory, which is shocking to me. I mean, it's shocking to me because I think my memory is getting better and I'm 64. I don't know if that's possible, but I sure feel that way. I mean, I read today a whole bunch of studies. I retained them. I know what studies I read. I know what journals they were in. I know what academic research institutions they were, or hospitals they were performed at. I mean, you know, I guess it's training. I guess you could train your memory, even when you get older, to just be a robust memory. You know, get out there, do that Sunday Times puzzle. You know, play chess with your friends. Instead of watching a horrible TV show, watch, you know, some of these documentaries, like on Nova. You know, that'll help your brain. Read books. I read really tough books. I really do. Like, I'm reading a book now. It's fascinating. It's written by a philosopher, mathematician, scientist who talks about the evolution of feelings and how that created culture. And it's just fascinating. And because this guy's a philosopher, there's so many ideas on every page. It's fascinating. But that stuff keeps you. It's called the Strange Order of Things. If you want to read a really enjoyable, very tough book that's great for your brain, it's called The Strange Order of Things. Read the book. And if you want another book that's stimulating for your brain, read The Tower and the Square. The Tower and the Square is how networks have affected economics and society and history over the past, like, you know, 800 years. So at one time, it might have been, you know, religious institutions, etc., or trade unions. And now it's more networks like Facebook or, you know, Apple, etc., you know. So that's an interesting, it's called The Tower and the Square. Very interesting book. These books, they make you think. But there are supplements that absolutely protect your brain. It's interesting because these same supplements protect your vision. But it turns out they also protect your hearing. Makes sense. I mean, how do you keep in contact with the outer world? We'll talk about that when we come back. Jerry Hickey, invite. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist, Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio, having a grand old time here. Just a little announcement. On Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, I'm going to be in one of our stores. I'm going to be in my Myrtle Avenue store. It's in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. Fort Greene, Brooklyn. It's 394 Myrtle Avenue. So on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, I'll be in my store in Brooklyn. I have two stores in Brooklyn. One's in Canarsie. The other's in Fort Greene. I'll be in a Fort Greene store between 1 and 6, from 1 o'clock until 6 o'clock. So come by, spend time with me. I'll give you the address. I'll give you the phone number. 394 Myrtle Avenue, 394 Myrtle Avenue. The phone number there is 718-522-2102, 718-522-2102. I'll be there Tuesday. I used to go to the stores Wednesday. I'm switching that to Tuesdays. It just works better for me. I'll be there Tuesday from 1 until 6. Now, let's go back. There's a couple of ingredients that you need for your vision. And we're finding out you also need them for your memory and for your hearing, which makes sense. Let's use the example of a bacterium, a bacteria. When a bacteria is on your faucet, it doesn't know it's on your faucet. It can't see or taste or hear. All it could do is feel what's next to it. So it knows if there's other bacteria or some kind of irritant, like you're spraying it with Windex. That's all it knows. But me or you, you could be sitting in a chair in your living room and you have a GPS. You see what's going on. You know where your couch is. You know where your TV is. You know you're sitting on a chair. You know the color of the clock on the wall and the paintings. Because you have a much more evolved nervous system. You have a newer nervous system based on vision and hearing. And, of course, your super large brain. So it makes sense that the information coming in from your eyeballs and your hearing that goes to the brain would all benefit from the same supplements. And I've seen this in probably thousands of studies, things like Alcar with ALA and ubiquinol and fish oils and astaxanthin and lutein and zinc. They're not just for your vision. They're also for your memory and they're also for your hearing because they're all super connected. So here's a couple of studies. I really didn't give myself time for many studies. And we have three vision products under the Invite label. We have the Macula HX. That's the one my wife originally took to prevent those dark spots in her vision. The doctor couldn't find anything. There was nothing obvious there. She took the Macula, the dark spots in her eyeballs went away. It was stationary. It wasn't floaters. It was right in the middle of her vision, which scared me. Now she takes the lutein plus HX, a simpler formula. It has lutein and zeaxanthin and DHA on the label. DHA from algae. DHA is needed for vision. And it also has mesozeaxanthin in there. But that's not quantified, but it's part of the product. So here's a study. Lutein and zeaxanthin status and auditory thresholds in a sample of young healthy adults. It's from the University of Georgia. They have the speech and hearing clinic. They have the neuroscience program. It's in the journal Nutrition Neuroscience. So they're talking about, we know that the carotenoids lutein and zeaxanthin are effective and important for vision and cognitive function. You know, like memory and problem solving. But they said recently, these same nutrients have been discovered in the parts of the brain and hearing apparatus. They're part of the auditory system. And they're finding out that the lutein and zeaxanthin are key for segregating signals. That's important. Sound comes in different thresholds. So conversation might be between 1,000 hertz and 4,000 hertz. So your little hairs and your near your cochlea have to separate these thresholds so you can understand words and you can hear music. So they're finding out lutein and zeaxanthin are key for separating these thresholds. And they found out that even in young healthy people, if they had less lutein and zeaxanthin, they had trouble hearing certain thresholds. And if they had more lutein and zeaxanthin, they could hear conversational levels of speech, conversational sounds, like 1,000 hertz. They could hear higher thresholds like 6,000 hertz. They could hear lower thresholds like 250 hertz, 500 hertz. So there's studies now showing, even though it's early in the research, and it's very plausible, that the research, let me explain something about research real quick. Research was never meant to be a judge and say something is either right or left, right or wrong. Research is meant to be a detective. So when you read research, you have to do detective work. It doesn't tell you if something is absolute. It tells you if something is likely. But when you look at the data now, it's absolute that they're finding lutein and zeaxanthin super concentrated in the auditory processing parts of the brain and nervous system. And now they're connecting it to better hearing in young people and old people. But they're also finding the same thing with memory. It's not just vision. It's not just lowering the risk of going blind. It's not just lowering the risk of developing cataracts. It's not just for better night vision or reducing the glare from oncoming headlights. You know, there's a lot of glare now because there's a lot of bad weather. There's rain, there's sleet, there's snow. There's a lot of nighttime this time of year. So there's a lot more headlights that you encounter when you're driving. And that the glare, you have to recover quicker so that you're safer. And when you do the lutein and the zeaxanthin and the berries that we put in our macula or our macula advanced HX vegetable capsules, the berries help you recover from the glare quicker. And it helps you contrast sensitivity, pick something out from the background. They help you with tired eyes. They help you with driving. They help you walking around your house at night so you don't trip down and hit your head or break your hip. I mean, these are important nutrients. These are important nutrients to the welfare of all us American citizens. They help reverse fatigue of the brain and eye that's caused by being on your computer too long when you're on your Facebook or wasting your whole day on Facebook. So in any event, here's the Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences, University of Wisconsin, but also the Division of Geriatrics and Gerontology, their School of Medicine and Public Health, and the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center in Madison, Wisconsin. It's in the journal Nutritional Neuroscience last month. It's last month, October 16th. And they're looking at cognitive function in Americans. And they found that lutein and zeaxanthin are absolutely connected to cognitive performance according to their data. And I do believe it because so many studies are showing this. So it's 3,000 participants, higher intake of lutein and zeaxanthin. They did better in all different kinds of scores on cognitive function, problem solving, memory. Here's another one. This is the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. It's older adults. They looked at the amount of lutein in their body. How can you judge the amount of lutein in the body? Well, you can look in the retina of the eye, or you could take a blood test. And that tells you how much lutein, you do a mathematical model, an algorithm, and that tells you how much lutein is in the brain or the hearing apparatus, because they're all related. So if there's little lutein in the plasma of the blood, the clear stuff of the blood, then there's going to be little lutein in your retina. There's going to be less lutein in the brain and even less lutein in the hearing apparatus. It's all connected. So a study of older adults, now University of Illinois, a study of older adults, it links to consumption of lutein to preserving crystallized intelligence. Now, what's that? It's in the journal Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience. That's the ability to use all the stuff you've learned over your life, you know, all that knowledge, all those skills over a lifetime, to get things done, to solve problems, to figure out how to get places. Here's what they're finding out with vision. That lutein and zeaxanthin and zinc, all of these you absorb less from your food as you grow older. So once you kind of hit 50, you have to get enough into your eyeball, to get enough into your brain, to get enough into your hearing apparatus, you have to take a supplement. As we grow older, it gets harder and harder to absorb these nutrients from our food, even with a good diet. So if you supplement, you're ensuring that there's enough in the blood for it to reach your hearing, your vision, and your brain. So they're finding that the lutein and the zinc and the zeaxanthin, these are products that always decrease in the brain and the eyes and the hearing with age, that they reduce inflammation in your eyes And this is one way that they're forestalling the loss of vision that you get with age-related macular degeneration, major cause of blindness. And they're also preventing the inflammation that leads to uveitis, the cause of 20% of all cases of blindness in adults, and the onset of cataracts. So our Macula HX tablet, our Macula Advanced HX vegetable capsules, our Lutein Plus HX, our green tea rinse and mouthwash, our phase two for weight loss, and our colon HX are all on special. Thanks for listening. God bless. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.